All right, colleagues, it's 1:30 to keep Peggy happy with his Canadian British Oorlooper. colleagues, good morning and welcome to our meeting this morning into the affairs of the SABC. I received the apology of the minister, as indicated yesterday. She is presenting in cabinet. The deputy minister is here. On Monday, I received a letter from the CEO of the SABC indicating that he is in Qatar. They are negotiating sports rights for the soccer thing that's going on, because it seems as if SABC got things gotten late or something. He's sorting that out, whatever that is. So the CFO is the acting CEO currently, and so she's here. We've met with the SABC 5 times in this term, and there's quite a long list of audit outcomes that the AG has indicated. Amongst others, it's fruitless and wasteful expenditure, about 11 million. And the fruitless and wasteful expenditure at the end is about 250 million. So there's a long list. But I think we need to start where we must start. As you can see, there's no board. So what I'll do is, well, the list of attendees that was sent indicated that there's no board. Yeah, that's where we must start. It will clarify another matter for us just now. So, colleagues, good morning and welcome. I think this is the first time we've met physically in a while. That's great. We are no longer doing virtual meetings as this committee, because amongst others, ESCOM with its load shedding is sabotaging us. People have connectivity issues. So we are here. But also I think normality must resume. So let me take this opportunity to welcome the Deputy Minister and the Acting CEO and the executives of the SABC who are present in all their material facets, and the SIU who is here this morning. So, colleagues, good morning and welcome. So I'll hand over to the Deputy Minister, because I think it will assist us to also get to a clarity on the status of the board amongst others. So, Deputy Minister, good morning and welcome. So may I hand over to you, and then we will kick off the hearing. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning to the honourable members, the executive from the SABC, and all present. Chair, you have already dealt with the apologies, so I'm not going to get into that. I'm just going to start where you say we must start, with the board. So currently, we do not have the SABC board. The previous board's term of office came to an end somewhere in October. And since we have not been having a board, now the process of appointing a board, as you know, is handled by a portfolio committee on communications, which process is currently underway. committee has conducted the interviews. When I checked with them the last time, actually when we've been following up on the process, because the process is sort of stuck in there, we have been informed that the committee has been waiting for a report from SSA on vetting of all the candidates. Yesterday, the committee finally announced that they've received all the outstanding information, and that they will be commencing a process to finalize. So in terms of their timeline, they will be meeting on Thursday in the morning to deliberate, the committee that has been conducting the interviews. And they have assured us that in the afternoon on Thursday, they will then be meeting to adopt the committee report. So hopefully the House can schedule that report so that we get the board to be appointed. As we know, it's a matter that is really out of our hands. We have been impressing on the committee, but as you know, this principle of separation, we don't have much to say in parliamentary processes, except to urge the committee. So finally, we have been assured that they will be finalizing it on Thursday, and it will be up to the programming committee of parliament to schedule that report to be considered by the House. So that's where we are, Chair. The Act allows that the Minister can request the Minister of Finance to designate the CEO as the accounting authority. So that process has been taking place, that consultation with the Minister of Finance to do that designation. As far as where we are sitting, Chair, we don't think that it's a major crisis, because there's been a schedule of meetings where the board does have its own schedule to look at all the governance matters. And the next one, I think it's supposed to be before the end of the year, to look at all the reports. So that's where we are, Chairperson. I don't know if there's anything, we'll come back to that. May I proceed with the other? Okay, so Chair, the acting CEO.
Colleagues, is there any comment on that clarity? I thought that it should be, we should start there so that there's clarity as to why the sorry DMI.
I think in the process of that, I agree with the Deputy Minister that it's not in their purview, the matter of finalization of the appointment. So the question which hangs on their side is the question which I think he should not water it down, the importance of the governance structure to keep the separation of functions clear in terms of the functioning of the institution, SAPC. In that situation thereof, there should be no comfort, because I think he as well points to the fact that thereafter there would have had to be an agreement between the programming committee, parliament, for the item to be there. So now it's not clear when that appointment would be finalized. And there's no governance, proper governance structure, which is the issue. Even the intervention on the interim has not been neatly finalized, because that appointment within sort of a governance structure in terms of the provisions of law has not been effected yet. So there's a vacuum, and that vacuum should not be allowed to have that kind of a stretch. It begins to be indicative of a sense of failure in as far as the totality of the functional structure is. For SAPC to be fully functional, there must be an accounting authority, and that accounting authority must always be in place. The failure to do so, it means the existence and the authority of the structure should reside somewhere else, which means the ministry in this instance remains accountable, something which should itself be a bit separate into the ministry's operational environment. So I want us to put up a thumb on that area, that there is no board. The alternate accounting structure should be in place and ought to have been in place, and the failure to do so comes negatively on the part of SAPC, which becomes a problem, let alone the delays. The delays get into what we have been talking about here in the past few days, the failure of the vetting institution to do its own work in time to ensure that things should not fall apart. I think without faltering the ministry in that side, but I think it was put in time that that there is no accounting authority, it's a problem. You see, it should be addressed urgently. There should be no gap. It must not be at ease that there is no accounting authority in the institution. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Honourable Swami. Honourable Hadeva.
Thanks, Chair. I think Honourable Swami has covered me partly, Chair. DM, you know better. I've served in the institutions of higher learning. There's no, nature allows no vacuum. There ought to have been a well-defined plan on ensuring that as soon as the term of office of the then board comes to an end, the new boards take over immediately. And I'm of the view that that process ought to have been initiated by the executive authority, which is the minister, in terms of advertisement, so that you ensure that the gap that currently exists would have been avoided. So we need to stress upon the minister that it is unacceptable, it is hindering on our ability to effect oversight in terms of what ought to have been done by this board. I'm not sure, when you spoke, you said even the provision that designates CFO to assume powers has not been concluded. Today in this meeting, I'm interested in knowing who then assumed that responsibility. Who should we direct our question to in terms of the PFMA? Because the board assumed the role of becoming an accounting authority, and there has to be an accounting officer that is held accountable in terms of certain provision in the legislation. Today, sitting in this meeting, who will play that role? Has anyone been designated those powers to act on behalf of the board and also to be an accounting officer, so that we do not crucify the wrong Jesus? I don't want an exercise where
all the answers will be deferred to later stage where someone will be in a position to respond. If you can give us that comfort that in this meeting there are officials capable of responding to the issues that pertains to the audit outcome and legacy issues in relation to issues of irregular, fruitless emergency expenditure, I will be happy. But we shouldn't accept change as a normal or there's no crisis when we do not have a board. I've served in many boards, new boards appointed while our term of office remains with 5 to 6 months towards, and we do a handover. So this one will come into a vacuum, there won't be handover, close out report. So Parliament must jack up its act and must ensure that we lead by example, Chair. It's unacceptable. It cannot continue as a norm. Thank you.
Okay, the final comment will come from Honorable Liz. Honorable Liz.
Mr. Chairman, I sort of wasn't going to comment, but something just came to mind, and I'm just trying to define in the annual report. First of all, the annual report, Mr. Chairman, is not available in hard copy in Parliament, which I find completely unacceptable. For me to have to go out and print this thick document to be able to do my work is just outrageous, really. I don't understand why the annual report is not available in print. So that's the first point. But this whole question of the board, I've seldom served on any boards, unlike my colleague who's been on holiday somewhere. I believe he's been working. But my understanding of boards is that there's a rotation of board members. You don't have a whole board disappearing overnight and replaced with another board. Is this different in the SABC? Because in a sense, even if the CEO were here, we should be talking to the board. We're talking historically in this committee. We do look at what's happening now to fix what's happened in the past, but we're actually talking to a year ending March 2022, and we should have the people who were accountable during that period, as well as the people perhaps who are now accountable and are fixing the problem. So my question really is there no rotation in the board? I've looked here, and there's lots of words, as is always the case in these annual reports, that it's very difficult to pinpoint what you want to see.
Thank you very much, colleagues. I just think two things on my side. Obviously, the parliamentary process needs agility, as you say, Honorable Hart, to be proactive. But at the same time, it needs cooperation with the executive authority to flag the issues that the board's term is coming to an end. I'm with Honorable Lisa. So was this like one board appointed at the same time, and then everybody left at the same time? That's the first part. But I think we must not lose sight of the challenges at SSA, because amongst others, the delay has arisen from there. And so when we raise this issue, we raise it because it has got a material ripple effect on compliance matters, which have got a fundamental bearing on public finance management. It's not the how part of the vetting. It's the why it's not being done part that is of material focus for this committee. So to date, the SABC got 4 weeks ago it was ESCOM. Last week it was law enforcement agencies, all complaining about the same thing. I mean, at ESCOM there's 100 people who should be vetted that are not vetted. And I keep stressing, DM, just for interest to you, that the vetting decision in some of these other spaces was a cabinet resolution. So it gives expression to an intention to entrench further, you know,
good governance and transparency in governance. And the SSA is failing us. And it explains the resistance to account on this matter. The pushback arises out of the fact that at every material point we are coming across this lapse on vetting. We'll see what happens on that next week, Wednesday, not that yet, yeah, we'll see if they arrive. But I think there has to be an acceptance on their part that they fail. And that failure is a risk to governance. And that risk to governance creates a conducive and enabling environment for corruption to take place when you've got people who have not gone through the entire process, including but not limited to vetting. So, DM, you've heard the members. I think let's clarify on this board matter. Has the provision of the law which designates the CEO as accounting authority been invoked, and is it in place, or where we are? I think that's the starting point on the issues that have been raised. DM, over to you.
Chair, not as far as I'm aware. I'm aware that there are discussions with the Minister of Finance to finalize that, but we've always been working under the impression that the process will be finalized as soon as possible, and therefore there was no need to do that, to finalize, to designate the CEO as the accounting authority. Because ideally we wouldn't want to have that situation where the CEO must report to the board, must account there. So if the CEO also becomes the board, it becomes a problem. But I do take, and I fully agree with the sentiments expressed by Honorable Somyo, that we shouldn't accept this situation. Of course, it's entirely out of our hands. It's entirely out of our hands. Maybe just to say to Honorable Khadebe, the entire process of the appointment of the board is handled by Parliament, including the advertisement, everything. So what we only do, we notify the speaker that the time is coming to an end, and from there it's Parliament that handles the process, does the advert, does the interview, recommend appointment of the 12 members. So it's really outside of us, and so that process we did inform Parliament that the board's term of office is coming to an end, and that's why the process was then commenced with to get the board by the relevant committee. Unfortunately, the term of office for all the members came to an end at the same time. Honorable Liz, you know, sometimes, as you say, it's advisable that you stagger the appointment, so that you don't find a situation where you don't have the entire board. But in this instance, all of them, their term of office came to an end at the same time. I'm not aware of the absence of the annual report, Honorable Liz. We did table in Parliament. So I'm sure Parliament, I don't know what happened, but from our side, we did table an annual report. We had a briefing with the Portfolio Committee, so I'm not sure whether probably that is something that is for the legislature.
Can I just clarify, Mr. Chairman? The report is available on soft copy. When I asked for a hard copy from the paper stores, there wasn't one.
think that comment was directed not to you.
Oh, not to us.
He was raising, we do have a challenge
that
the library, colleagues doesn't have hard copies. As you know, we traditionally receive the bundles. So yeah, I think, yeah, that clarity is important. It's something that we must do.
Okay, so I think we agree with the members. The presence of the board is absolutely necessary. The comment about not a crisis was just referring to a situation where there could be a total collapse. It's not going to be a total collapse, but in terms of principles of good governance, you have to have a board as an accounting authority chair. So as I say, we do agree with the members. The reason that we've always been given is the one that you have just stated by the committee, that they are not getting vetting of all the members. And it's a requirement that they must be vetted before being appointed. So that was the delay, Chair. But we do accept the points raised by the committee about the need to have a board.
Okay. Yeah, because now with this vetting, it needs closer inspection, because we've had a situation of a chair there. Was it the chair? And there was a qualifications issue. Whether it was the chair or she was a board member, I can't remember. So that's why it's important. I think that's why we're happy on it, because there's precedence at the SABC of somebody who got appointed only to find later which there was a challenge around their qualifications. The second point is, and I highlight that the DM makes, the CEO has not been designated as the accounting authority as things stand now. So there's no board, and the interim measures provided for in law have not been exercised. So I would have imagined that at the expiration of the board's term, that arrangement should have kicked in. And whilst it's not desirable, but it's not without precedence, that you've got a CEO who is a chairman and a CEO, at ESCOM it happened, and who was here last time? SAA. We've got a similar situation. We don't like it, like DM is saying. It's not desirable for checks and balances, but it happens. But here it hasn't. So I just thought I should just underline that point. Honorable Adebe.
Thank you. I wanted to say, for record purposes, we need to get an understanding when was vetting requested, so that we check whether or not the time that has taken for it to be completed is justifiable or not. Do you have an idea when was the information requested from the State Security Agency, so that when we make follow-up, we don't just generalize that we have delayed vetting? We want to say, on this date, a request was made. It has taken so long for you to finalize. You are correct, Chair. PRASA had a similar situation where the group CEO was appointed without the necessary relevant information in terms of vetting. It was later discovered that that we failed the vetting due to dual citizenship, and the process is prolonging, having to go to court. We don't want such a repeat of an incident where people will be appointed, and when vetting comes and reflect otherwise, people will have to challenge their appointment in court and prolong the processes. So it's important to get the dates so that we make a follow-up on accurate information. DM has not responded to the question of, as things stand, who is going to play the role of the accountability in terms of matters before us. Thank you.
I would not want the DM to take over the appointment process in terms of what the portfolio committee has done and not done. No, on the process of vetting, because it's not their process. Let's interact with the portfolio committee. How did the process go? But whatever they will say is hearsay, so that we don't make them players and referees in the legislature process. But the point is well taken and well made that we do need to interact with the portfolio committee on this. I'm just trying to separation of powers. Babuson?
I agree with you that indeed it's not their call. Their call is to receive a finished process product to deal with. In this instance, there's never been that on the app desk, and therefore there's a causal problem. And in terms of that problem, where they have failed was to invoke a particular direct section to have an accounting authority on the interim. You see, that's where the problem lies. You see, and here we're sitting today, there's no accounting authority, and that poses a problem in terms of parliamentary processes. Whom are we going to pose these questions we have to? Because that's a responsibility of an accounting authority. So that's then the problem that was begin to sort between ourselves and the executive authority as we sit here. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, no, thanks, colleagues. You see, my difficulty, I was under the impression that the CEO had been correctly designated, even when I received correspondence, because I was aware that there's no board. So this development does put us in my tenure hold always says in a jiffy. Puts us in a jiffy. I'm not sure how we proceed, colleagues, because we must not be found wanting in terms of our own process as Parliament. Because as things stand now, there's no... Yeah. DM?
Well, Chair, we do note, I do note what the concern is. That process is finalized of assigning the CEO the responsibility to be the accounting authority. But I also want to say to yourself, Chair, the committee, that we have got the executive here that has been in charge of the operations of the SABC throughout the pilot, and I think that they are better placed to answer the questions that the committee could be having, even in the absence of the board. We're also here to also account on our part. So I don't think, Chair, well, it's of course it's a decision of the committee, but I would have preferred that we proceed with the meeting, if it's possible, to deal with the issues that you requested that should be dealt with. The acting CEO is here together with the executive. They will be able to account. But of course, the decision is for yourself. On our side, I think we will just immediately activate the process of assigning the CEO as the accounting authority.
Okay. Some of the last one, and then we'll...
Can I ask the indulgence of the committee? I sympathize with your stance, because partly you are in this situation not because of your own making, but in terms of law, there are expectations that things should happen in a particular way. And even in this institution, on our own interaction, we must interact in a particular way. Yes, one welcomes the fact that the ministry is represented, and there is executive, but there is a total vacuum which would relate with the accountability of the institution. So the executive as a collective, in this instance, doesn't remain as such, because there is no responsible body to someone account at that level. But I would appeal, Chair, that maybe let's take a break of 10 minutes and deal with this matter substantive. It really needs a thorough engagement by the committee, and to do so, I think, was just have time to do so that we don't get into a result. They should give us time to reflect. 5-10 minutes. 5-10 minutes around that matter.
Yeah. It's a peculiar situation because
we are entitled to hold management accountable, but we do that through the board. So we without the board, then, because some of the issues are the failures of management. In fact, we say the bulk of the issues in terms of the audit outcome is as a result of the failure of the management. I'm not sure whether it's the management before us, but we then have to ask those that are responsible to hold the management accountable why we have not acted on them. So they cannot act on themselves. Hence I'm saying we're in a peculiar situation. I cannot ask why were you not disciplined, because they cannot discipline themselves. So I fully concur with the break. It will give us a sense of how should we move forward. But I would find it very uncomfortable to ask an individual, why have you not appeared before DC? And that person has to say, you'll find an easy way out, because they are on autopilot as things stand. Thank you, sir.
Just a quick comment, Mr. Chairman, in terms of I'm happy to have take the break, but my experience, as short as it is in Parliament, and particularly in the Finance Committee, very often, not very often, on occasion, and more than one occasion, a similar situation has pertained, and the committee has said, go away, come back when the accounting person, accounting officer is ready to come. So that would normally have been my response, but let's have a meeting.
See, like I'm saying, colleagues, we need to be consistent with our due process. But maybe before I accede to the committee discussion, maybe let's just get a sense of who's here from the SABC. I know the CFO who's currently acting is here, but the rest of the COO is also here. Let's get the COO is here as well. Let's get a sense of who's before us.
Morning.
Because the list only has three names that I received. So, yeah.
Good morning, Chairperson and Honourable Committee Members. I'm Yolanda van Bouillon. My primary position is CFO. Today I'm also acting CEO. I'm assisted here by the COO, Ian Plaatjes. My head of supply chain, albeit about 3 months in the position, Bungzile Mtshoko. And behind me is Senzo Mtembu. He's the head SCM governance.
How long has he been there?
2.5 years.
He uses the term reservedly. All right. Head of SM has been there 3 months, right? So they were not there for the financial year. Yeah, but no, I'm saying she's been there 3 months. Oh, I see. Right. Okay. We're going to take a 10-minute a reflection, and then we'll come back with a decision on this matter. So, dear, may we beg your indulgence? And I think we will step out as opposed to what Manbaning. Yeah. So.
Even your history of...
No, my local sector. I'm really not comfortable with them. My local sector...
There's a podcast moment that bought for me.
Right, colleagues, let us resume. The explanation that the DM is giving, colleagues, in fact is helpful to what we are about to to communicate to. So the request to designate the CEO was made to National Treasury, and it has not been responded to. So I think we will want all of those things done. But the point one wants to make clear. Rightly so, Honorable Hadwe points out that the executives appearing before us in this accounting session would, again, to use a general phrase, be players and referees on matters which may implicate them, or we need explanations from where they are held accountable and oversighted. That's the first point. The second point is we need to be cognizant of our own processes here. The provisions of the law, insofar as accounting authority is concerned in the PFMA, is very clear. We accept that the material realities confronting you are not of your own making in part, in that the process of appointing the board is a parliamentary process, and
our understanding is that Parliament in itself ran its process and had to come to a stop for a moment to wait for SSA. The nub of the challenge is that one. But where we have difficulty is that either an interim board should have been appointed or the CEO should have been correctly designated, and well, if National Treasury has not responded, that's secondly. Even if for a day, the fact that you have labored this long from October when the board's term expired to now without an accounting authority in itself just speaks to the lapses which are at the SABC. In itself, that is irregular, and I think it is this on its own highlights for us where the issues are. The second point, one must appreciate that the DM is here because he provides the political explanations of the issues. And we've made it a practice that we just don't have meetings in the absence of the political leadership of departments. So that's that aspect. So we have come to the determination that under the circumstances, it would be irregular for SCOPA to proceed with this hearing, in, not just in the absence, for lack of a better phrase, of an accounting authority, but in the absence of an accounting authority. I hope that's what I'm saying. So it's not that it's just not here, it's absent. It's not there. So we have come to the decision at DM that we will we are calling the meeting off. We will await the processes of regularizing the SABC leadership in whatever format, whether it's the board being appointed, an interim board, or the designation of the CEO as the accounting authority. So those three streams are available, and because even in itself it would have just been difficult, it will be difficult for us to pretend as though this vacuum is not there, because we would be condoning the vacuum and setting into motion a very dangerous precedent, which we want to definitely avoid. We must entrench the prescripts of good governance in their material aspects. The other issues we will look at with the portfolio committee, where we require to do so. And I want to really reiterate, SSA needs to come to the party. You know, this hide and seek that currently prevails is not helping. And we certainly, as a committee, are finding ourselves hardened towards the SSA. Any room for negotiation or discussion, it sort of just falls off the table when at every point it is imagined that they are causing lapses within the good governance framework of the country. That does not absolve the SABC in part insofar as the way its own responsibilities were. But we accept that the circumstances of the absence of the board are not of your making. But the options available to you were not optimally utilized, which is an interim board and or the designation of the CEO timeously. So we will be in communication with the executive authority, the portfolio committee, and SSA on these matters, and the hearing will proceed in the first term of 2023, where the program of the minister, deputy minister, and us aligns as a committee, and we'll find each other on that score.
colleagues, I thought you would. Honorable Hadev, and then I'll hand over to the TMC and concluding remarks.
Thanks, Chair. I think there's one point that you miss. Even the management itself, Chair, coming here, they should have known that they don't have the required designation in terms of authority to speak as an accounting authority. They shouldn't have allowed that situation to prevail. You should have known that you appear before this committee as per the Public Finance Management Act that prescribe who should account. You should have at least insulated yourself from this situation and alerted the committee that please be aware of 1, 2, and 3. Perhaps we could have avoided the situation. We could have saved traveling cost, accommodation, and time. That should not happen in future, because it's only you who were privy to such information. Up until we started our meeting, you brought this to our attention. Please, this situation, Chair, could have been avoided. And it speaks to the issues contained in this report that you would sit with irregular expenditure dating back to 2018. Amounting to 2.9 billion, and it becomes
don't get into
I'm highlighting a point of a laissez-faire attitude in dealing with issues. So, what I'm trying to raise, Chair, this could have been avoided,
and
it should not continue in future. Thank you.
No, we'll deal with it when the hearing sits. In 2023, we are ready in any case for it. Honorable Lees and Honorable Somio and Honorable Hadebe were the lead on the various aspects of the hearing this morning. Okay, I'm going to, so in that's the committee position at this point, over to you.
Thank you very much, Chair, and we accept your determination. Not that we've got any option. we do accept, Chair, as I briefed you earlier, that just the latest information that a request was made to Treasury. It is Treasury that does the designation, so the request is sitting with Treasury. We will follow up with them to request that it's finalized as a matter of agency. It was done timely just to assure the committee. So we do accept, Chair. Thank you very much. We will meet again when you call us. I'm sure by that time everything else should be in place to allow this important hearing to take place.
Thank you very much, DM. On that note, there's an SAPC saying it goes, "Touches Langoti, as Tremil." I think it goes along those lines. So on that note, colleagues, thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. The House is sitting at 3 o'clock this afternoon for the question session. Thank you very much. Thank you.